Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Comeback after comebacks after comebacks. What did we do to deserve such incredible endings this weekend? What did we do to deserve this panel? Speaking of great endings, is there maybe, possibly, potentially, could be one more headed our way? Let's go around the horn. I got to walk down circles and talk to myself.
Hey, Frank, whose house?
Bill's house. That's
Rams
where the media party is going to be for the Super Bowl. Bill, send me your address.
Frank's house today.
Email it out.
What is happening?
Rams house.
Oh, what did you think of the Chiefs' last play before halftime? Are you kidding me with this play? No points there.
That was lovely.
And then out of halftime, all Bengals. 21 straight points. Joe Burrow scrambling in ways we've come to expect from Patrick Mahomes. And Mahomes, he's the one looking like the neophyte. This one had another coin toss. And then after a quick pick, look at that from Mahomes. Evan McPherson, enter Sandman for the big close. And look who it is, Justin Tinsley, who picked Cincinnati on Friday. They win the game on Sunday. And then Monday morning, he goes out and buys a Joe Burrow shirt. So what happened, Justin? Is this more about the Bengals or is it more about the Chiefs?
That's not exactly how it happened, but I'll let it slide, Frank. This is absolutely about the Bengals winning it. It wasn't like Mahomes went down with the injury. Thankfully, he didn't. It wasn't like the game ended on a Hail Mary or a fluke play. There was nothing fluky about this. They went to Kansas City and punched the Chiefs in the mouth. Mahomes started the game off 17-19 with three touchdowns, and I think we were all thinking, like, oh, here comes the route. For the rest of the game, he was 9-20 with four sacks. Tyreek Hill put up a goose egg in the second half.
Incredible.
Like, since he did what you shouldn't be able to do, they went to Kansas City on the road with the Super Bowl on the line, went down 21-3, and then bum-rushed the show. In the last 2 weeks, on the road, the Bengals have beaten the number one team in the conference, which was Tennessee, and then went to Kansas City with the Super Bowl on the line and stopped the Chiefs, advancing to their third straight Super Bowl. I don't know how else to put this, man. The Bengals are legit, and they are scary, and it's going to be one hell of a Super Bowl.
All right, Pablo, I love how Justin just glosses over the 18-point lead there for the Kansas Chiefs. What about it?
The Bengals did that.
I mean, hold on, Justin. The Bengals were excellent. Your Bengals apparently were excellent. But the Chiefs, man, they go from scoring on each of their first three touchdown drives to going, I don't know, MIA for the entirety of the second half. Patrick Mahomes, let's just call it what it is, Frank. I don't use this word very lightly. He choked. This was a choke job by the greatest quarterback we allegedly have ever seen. And I do believe that he is number one in terms of talent all time. But 98 QBR in the first half, followed up by a 1.4 QBR in the second, is the greatest gap we have seen in the history of that statistic. I don't know exactly what the Bengals did to do that to him, but it seems like a lot of it was also in his head, as much as the defense of Cincinnati was clearly excellent in that second half.
All right, Bill, you're an expert on Super Bowl teams. Is this more about the Bengals winning
it? Absolutely. You got one in my town.
Blowing it.
Rams house.
True.
No, Pablo, Mahomes did not choke. The Bengals choked him. Eli Apple made that tackle at the end of the first half on Tyreek Hill. B.J. Hill made the interception. Von Bell made the interception. Joe Burrow scrambled for the first down. Jamar Chase caught the ball for the touchdown. The team is loaded, and at every angle when the Chiefs tried to attack, the Bengals held tight. The Bengals could have given in at the end of the first half. They could have given in at the end of regulation. They could have given in the overtime. The Chiefs had no upper hand in every situation. The Bengals refused to fold. That's not a choke job.
Bill,
the Bengals earned
that. Hang on a second, though. That play at the end of the half, how about the arrogance of the Kansas City Chiefs? There's no timeouts, and they got tackled.
They got greedy.
That's got to be on Kansas City.
But they still had to make the play. Eli Apple still had to make the play on Tyreek Hill. 1-on-1 tackle. He made it.
All right, we're saving the best for last. All right, Sarah, was it the Bengals winning it or the Chiefs blowing it?
I think there was some good stuff, both from the gentleman in the mustard tee and Chris Cross down there, who's apparently now a Bengals fan and wearing his shirts backwards.
And what is that about?
The Bengals, of course,
Colonel Mustard,
so much to cause Mahomes to choke in the way that he did. For instance, in the first half, when he had 4+ seconds, he was running around 3 for 3, 2 touchdowns. He felt like if he got in trouble there, someone would be open if he kept the ball and stayed on his feet. In the second half, 0 for 3, 4 sacks with 4+ seconds. When he was running around and looking, nobody was open. They dropped 8 into coverage on a third of his dropbacks, and his stats took a hit every time. He was not used to seeing that, and he didn't adjust. That's on Mahomes, but more so it's on the Bengals, because what other teams have we seen be able to do this? This is the second time. Last time they met, 50 yards in the second half for Mahomes. This time, 55, 3 points only. This is on the defense for making him have to adjust and not being able
to. In Cincinnati, they're screaming at us, stop talking about the Chiefs. We won the game. All right, Cincinnati went 3 decades without winning a playoff game. They've won 3 in the last 3 weekends. All right, so Pablo, you still see this team as a little engine that could?
I mean, there's some aspect of that, Frank. Vegas had them maybe firing their coach, Zach Taylor, in September. I mean, what else? You need a magical run, Frank. If you're going to get a Cowboy fan like Justin Tinsley to show up wearing a Bengals
Got
jersey.
Got you on that.
It's mind-blowing.
All right, Justin, is it still a Cinderella story for your Cincinnati Bengals?
First of all, I am a card-carrying member of the Joe Burrow Hive. True. I was the only one that picked him on the show in the playoffs. I'm tired of losing points.
Yeah, we know that now.
I'm a Cowboys fan, but that's another thing. Yeah, in a way, I guess you could say Cinderella. They are a feel-good team. We haven't seen them in the Super Bowl in almost 30-plus years, but you can't let that Cinderella or underdog flavor really distract you from what's going on. Again, this team has done some remarkable things this postseason in beating the Titans and Kansas City twice in a month. Like, they could legitimately go to Los Angeles next month and win this entire thing.
Sarah, I thought you picked them as well, didn't you? What about that? Still a Cinderella
story? I did not pick the Bengals, right, but I am here for the first time anybody has ever called a Cowboys fan a bandwagoner. We're all here to witness the very first time it's ever happened. Honestly, this Cinderella story is still a Cinderella story no matter how much they achieve. That's the whole point. It's not about how good they are now. It's about the expectations we had for them at the beginning, and they were, I think, 4th worst odds to win the Super Bowl. The 3 teams below them finished with the 3 worst records in the league, and they just won the AFC, and they're going to the Super Bowl. This is 100% a Cinderella story. It makes it even better and more.
All right, that was your early game. Now let's go west. Shall we, Bill Plaschke? Oh, you know what that means?
Yes, we shall.
You know what that means?
Keep it going,
baby. The Rams,
baby.
Down double digits. Can we shine a light on Stafford and Kupp and the late pressures from the defensive line? But we also can't ignore the dropped interception. How about this play? Ay, ay, ay. Or Kyle Shanahan punting from over midfield on 4th and 2, late in the 4th with a lead. But on the 1-year anniversary of the Matthew Stafford trade, how'd that work out? Stafford's 3rd straight playoff win in the playoffs so far. Listen to these numbers. 8 total touchdowns, 72% completion percentage, and an average QB rating of 115. Bill, I think I know the answer, but who deserves the most credit for the Rams' Super Bowl trip?
I'm going to say Les Snead, the Rams' general manager.
Look at that.
He's the one that put together. He went all in, pushed all his chips to the table, traded Mortgage of the Future, picked up Matthew Stafford, who was 5 for 5 on the game-winning drive, picked up Odell Beckham, who caught 9 balls for over 100 yards, many, many big catches, picked up Von Miller, who was part of the defense that pressured Jimmy Garoppolo into going 3 for 9 in the 4th quarter. Everything that they acquired, all the money they spent, all the draft picks they spent, all to get a Super Bowl in their home stadium, it worked. It all came true. And how often does that happen when it all works? It worked out. So give credit to Les Snead, the general manager, and Kevin Demoff, the president, for making this whole thing happen.
All right, Sarah, what impressed you the most about what the Rams did?
Les Snead is a great answer, because the amount we were going to dog on them for going all in if they didn't make it. But this is about that defensive line.
Yep.
Jimmy G was only pressured 18% of his dropbacks in the first 3 quarters, and the Niners were thriving. They got the run game going. Jimmy G was good when he wasn't under pressure. They pressured him 77% of the time in the 4th quarter, and that's when things fell apart for the Niners. They had to start dropping back into the pass too often. They were struggling to do what they do best because Aaron Donald and Von Miller and Kupp took them out of it.
All right, Justin, please do not say your Rams. What about this game? What do you see from your Rams?
I do love L.A. No, but honestly, Bill and Sarah are correct. But I really have to agree with Sarah on this. It took 3 quarters, but the moment that defensive line and the linebackers started getting pressure on Garoppolo, the game turned on a dime. And in that fourth quarter, I mean, Jimmy G was 1-7 when they got pressured there. And again, this opens up a Pandora's box for another conversation about Jimmy G. They win with him, but they don't win because of him. And you need a quarterback that can go out and get you a win like that. And I just don't think Jimmy G is that guy. And I think that was partially the reason they punted on 4th-and-2. Look, Stafford and Kupp deserve a ton of credit. Odell Beckham looking like Odell Beckham again is incredible to see. But trust me, the Rams are not hosting the ultimate home game without Aaron Donald and Von Miller and what they did in that fourth quarter.
Their defense is great. But, Pablo, what about Matthew Stafford? The week before, the pass that he had to Kupp in a tie game, and then what he does bringing them back in the fourth quarter yesterday.
Yeah, Frank, it's the Matthew Stafford to Cooper Kupp connection for me. Matthew Stafford had, you know, a pick and a pick that should have been himself. And what does he do when he's under pressure, as he always has done this season at least? Yep. He goes and finds a security blanket in Cooper Kupp. And I like how Bill basically offered an Oscar acceptance speech on behalf of the Los Angeles Rams, thanking every single person, except, by the way, conspicuously, and this is a notable omission and a justified one, Bill, Sean McVay. That was not the best game that man has ever coached. There were some terrible decisions, challenges that were mystifying. Yep. But because they had Cooper Kupp, when it mattered, the safety blanket provided safety.
Why is Cooper Kupp always open when everyone knows that he's going to get the ball?
It's unbelievable. I don't understand it. I'm sitting in a press box. It's every play, it's like nobody's guarding him. Don't they understand he's the best receiver in football? He sets records? Yep. But, yes, Sean McVay struggled in that game. It was not his best game. But again, the Rams are so loaded, and have so much fire going up for them. I don't see them losing the Super Bowl.
All right, Sarah, let's talk about the Niners for a minute here. The drops, the punt, the Jimmy G of it all. Where did it go wrong for San Francisco?
Well, you just talked about McVay, and you have to look at Shanahan. You know, these coaches aren't monoliths. We can tell everybody how great he's been, and the stunts on the D-line, how he takes other teams out of it. But in this game, he punted when he should have gone for it on 4th-and-2 and another occasion. The delay of game that they took after they win the challenge and they have an opportunity. They go too pass-heavy down the stretch. They got away from what got them there, and that is unfortunately on Shanahan, and it's not the first time we've seen this in big games. 28-3 comes to mind. You start trying to pass your way through the problem. They hadn't done that all postseason. We had seen them lean on what they were good at, and they didn't do that here.
Pablo, this is more of a Jimmy G issue. Kyle Shanahan, what do you think?
I think this is why they went and traded 3 first-rounders for Trey Lance, Frank. All credit to Jimmy G for playing through a bum thumb and a bum shoulder and all of that, but this kind of a last play is exactly like that is the prison of memes that Jimmy Garoppolo will now reside in. Yeah. And Trey Lance is going to be the starter for that specific reason, not making decisions like that.
Looks like that's going to happen. I can't believe none of you talked about the dropped interception. You could call that a brain tart. I thought you could get a brain tart.
I see what you did there.
Wow. Nah, they weren't going to win anyway.
Oh, yeah. All right, we're coming up. We got a very Brady buy or sell. People like Bill Plaschke get the reference. These young people, they won't understand what I'm talking about. Buy or sell.
I love that movie. I love both those movies.
Can the host lose points?
The Brady buy that?
Watch yourself.
Brain tart.
Watch
joke.
It. Watch it.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17.
One big time buy or sell, the Saturday appetizer for Conference Championship Sunday. Reports of Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr. retiring. ESPN's Adam Schefter and Jeff Darlington with the scoop. Congratulations to them. But let's talk Brady. He leaves with all the records, the seven rings, the GOAT title. But he also leaves after a divisional round loss to the Rams in a year where he led the league in yards, touchdowns, and he showed he could still be a top quarterback. Pablo, you were up there in Boston during the early years of Tom Brady. What about this decision? Does it make sense? What about the timing of it all?
Well, listen, after he walked away from the Patriots, Frank, after throwing a pick six, maybe this shouldn't shock us so much that he would leave after being knocked out of the postseason. The guy does not have that gotta make the last jumper before I leave the gym kind of philosophy. What he does have, though, is an empire and a family that has clearly wanted him to step away. And when you see him as what we don't often see him as, which is like just a normal dude who has to answer to like his family members, it does make a lot of sense. I just thought that he was going to go and become, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow for men, running an empire of like male goop instead of like, you know, playing football. I thought that was going to happen a little bit further down the line, because clearly he has a lot left in the tank. He walks away at something resembling a peak for anybody else, which is, again, just baffling.
What about this, Bill? You surprised? He talked about playing until he was 50. It doesn't look like it's going to happen.
Yeah, I was surprised. As the only panelist who was at his final game in Tampa, I was amazed how good I was amazed how incredible he finished. His last touchdown pass, a 55-yarder to Mike Evans, and he's going to quit on that? His last completion led the team back from a 27-3 deficit, and he's going to quit on that? That's very cool. I mean, he's walking away. Like Pablo said, he's not limping. He's walking away with his head up. He's got a lot of business interest. I think it's very interesting. And the fact that he led the league in touchdown passes and passing yards and is still quitting when most players would be at their peak, that just shows how cool Tom Brady is.
All right, cool is walking off with a championship, which he could have done, Sarah, just like Michael Jordan could have done in 98. Yeah. What about this whole situation with Tom Brady?
And did, yeah. I think you could see it as cool, Bill. I don't know if it's the former athlete in me, but I'm shocked, and I don't love it. I don't want to leave wondering what I have left. He had a career-high 5,316 yards this season, 43 touchdowns, 12 picks. This is a guy who was not by any means the reason his team lost. And I don't mean you need to play until the wheels are falling off and you're Roethlisbergering out there, but I do think there's something to be said for wondering what you still could do. And I know his legacy is set. He's literally had three separate Hall of Fame careers. If you broke it up into three separate guys, they each would go to the Hall of Fame. That's how incredible he is. He has nothing left to prove. If he really wants to leave, no begrudging him whatsoever. I'm just shocked. And as a former athlete, there is a part of me that would say, I'm still getting better. I don't want to leave now, so I'm surprised.
What about that, Justin? You get the guys like LeBron James, Tom Brady, still great physically, but it's all in the mind. Now he's kind of throwing that away by leaving. What about that?
Yeah, I'm shocked, but I'm also very cool with it, man. This guy gave 22 years. If he in fact retires, he gave 22 years, man. That's a long time. And he retires with more Super Bowls than any other franchise. He won Super Bowls in three different decades. The dude gave everything to the game. What I'll remember most about him is he's a maniacal competitor. Some people might say he's a little too competitive, but like I've never seen a guy like him play quarterback. You knew what you were getting when Tom Brady stepped on the field. And like he retires as the GOAT. Like we debate about who's the GOAT, who did this, who did that. You can't debate who is the greatest quarterback of all time. But also, if you listen to Tom Brady talk, especially over these last couple of months, he's been very philosophical about life and where he wants to be and understanding things. Like he mentioned Kobe Bryant recently, so I think he understands why he may love the game of football. He still plays at a very high peak. Nothing is more important than the people who keep him grounded, which is his family.
Right.
And I think he's starting to realize
that. We all think that Aaron Rodgers is going to win the MVP. But if Tom Brady were to win it, there are two players that won MVP and then retired. Give me some names. Who are the two? Yell them out.
Norm Van Brocken and Drew Brown.
Look at this. Everybody's so smart.
Woo-hoo!
All right, Pablo, say this is it for Tom Brady. I'm going to give you a softball. How do you view his career?
Okay. I mean, he's Tom. Look, Michael Jordan. I was going to say, Sarah, Michael Jordan's the other guy in the conversation, right, in terms of the greatest winner in team sports. That's where we have to go with this.
Massaro, how do you view his career? That's an easy
one. That's what I was going to say. We know I'm a giant Jordan stan, but, like, Brady is up there. Like, those are the best ever, and it's really hard to compare across sports, the number of players on a field, the outsized impact you can have. But what's interesting to me about Brady is there were so many factors that made him sort of unlikable, which can happen when you become the greatest and when people are kind of tired. There's an ennui about you winning every year. And yet somehow by the end of it, he was so great that even those who wanted to not like him were like, I can't help it anymore, but respect what he's done. And that's what he did also by leaving Belichick, by going somewhere else, by bringing them a franchise win, by being more fun, by being different than we'd ever seen him. Like, the evolution of Brady from a guy who was surprising, then an inevitability, and then once again a surprise to win it, that's fascinating.
Bill, real quickly, out in L.A., you've covered a lot of great players just for the Lakers alone. Kareem, Magic, Kobe Bryant. What about Brady? Where do you rank him now?
Well, it's what Sarah said. He did the most amazing trick in American sports culture. He went from being pretty much hated outside of New England to being pretty much beloved. He went through the arrogance. People thought he was arrogant. People thought he was a cheater. I called him a cheater. People
That's
thought,
nice, Bill.
You know, he was full of himself. And then he came through all that and evolved to become really the elder statesman of all NFL players and really a beloved figure. That's no easy feat. It's an amazing thing he did.
Last word, Pablo, quickly.
Yeah, I'll just add that football is a game of chaos. No one brought more order to that chaos than Tom Brady. That, to me, is the most impressive thing that differentiates him from anybody else, including
Justin, how old were you when Brady was a rookie? You're going to be 36?
Started my sophomore year in high school.
So you're too young. So you won too much this weekend. Bill, you won too much this weekend. So we got these two. Little Chicago,
New
York.
The losers. The losers. Lightning round. We didn't win anything.
I call it justice.
Yeah, that's true.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Showdown time to enter. Only one leaves. In international news, Canada 2-0 over the U.S. in World Cup qualifying in Hamilton, Ontario. And speaking of 2-0, Ash Barty straight sets all the way through the tournament for the Aussie title. The first time in 44 years in Australian women on home soil, mate. Then on the men's side, it was Nadal in a marathon 5-set, 5-plus-hour match. Epic win for him, coming back from down 0-2 to beat Medvedev and claim Grand Slam number 21. So, Sarah Spain, what does 21 do for Rafa?
Well, it's huge coming off the chronic knee injury, but it doesn't do much for our GOAT debate because he's just gotten ahead for now, and we know that Federer and Djokovic are always going to be there.
Pablo?
But he's keeping the debate going, Sarah, and as gas bags, we need nothing else more than coal to shovel into the furnace, so Federer is going to be back off of his injury. This thing is still going somehow.
Pablo, the point, but Rafa's from Spain, so that means two for Sarah.
All right.
Sarah,
all right.
Take the win.
All right. Wow, magical. So just 2 years ago, the Bengals had the worst record in the NFL. Preseason, they had some of the longest odds for the Super Bowl, 60-1 to win the AFC. Why am I telling you all this? Because it gives hope to fans of bad football teams. I don't know. If you're one of those people, maybe it could be you soon. Maybe it could be us. Me,
okay,
us.
We'll see it.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels. All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes!
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.